You're listening to the Build and Bloom podcast with host Jessica Whittaker, an educator of film and digital photography to beginners, both in workshops across the globe and online. Creator of the Build and Bloom group on Facebook, one of the largest and most engaged photography communities with over 60,000 members, and founder of nonprofit Sister Sister, a monthly networking group for young women in media. Jessica Whittaker cuts the fluff and will help you to grow your photography business with practical, actionable tips in every episode. If you're ready for a roadmap to a better personal and professional balance, then Build and Bloom podcast will help encourage, empower, and educate you to not only build your dream business, but sustain it. And now, here's your host, Jessica Whittaker.
This podcast episode is brought to you by my Business Basics class. I teach you the 8 essential steps to get your business legal and legit so you can watch it bloom. You'll learn the basics of what is an LLC and the first steps to opening one up, opening a business bank account, how to find an accountant, what is bookkeeping and how can you do it yourself to save some money, what contracts and legal documents to consider and where you can buy them, the starting point for saving for your retirement, how to find a financial advisor, and where to start looking for business insurance. When you avoid getting all these ducks in a row, you are risking getting sued, paying more in taxes, and missing out on turning your income into more money. Head to jessicawhittaker.co/businessbasics to enroll. Thanks again to myself for sponsoring my podcast episode. Hey, photographer, Jessica Whittaker here. Welcome to the Build and Bloom Photography Podcast. Today is a special guest episode with my friend and fellow photography educator, Marina Williams. Marina Williams is a photography educator with over 1 million followers across her social channels. I love her work and we align in so many ways, from our values as educators to our love for color. Marina teaches beginner photography tips and also breaks down the business in an easy to understand way on her Patreon, Made to Make. This conversation is actually a replay from a live we did together in the Build and Bloom Facebook group. So Marina holds a photography workshop called Color Pop, and she is going to be sharing how she plans these elaborate styled shoots. There's actually 10 shoots during the workshop weekend, so it's a really interesting conversation, especially from an event planning perspective. So let's play the replay, and remember that we have a Facebook group. It's kind, inclusive, and encouraging. It's free to join. Just search Build and Bloom on Facebook. Groups. And also, Marina's socials and her education platform, Made to Make, will be linked down in the description of the show. She's the queen of TikTok, so definitely search her up, Marina Williams, right now on TikTok and give her a follow there. And if you're a photographer who wants to join ColourPop, that will also be linked in the show notes below.
Hey everyone, whether you're watching in the Build and Bloom Facebook group or on my YouTube channel, I am so excited to have a wonderful guest today, Marina Williams, who is an incredible portrait photographer. She also teaches photography, which I'm sure that almost everybody here in Build and Bloom knows of Marina Williams. You're probably familiar with her work, but today we're going to be talking all about ColourPop, which is her weekend portfolio live styled workshop. It's 10 photo shoots, and we're going to be talking all about the process of planning ColourPop and then also the what it's like to attend the event. So this is such a special live stream interview that I get to have today. Thank you so much, Marina, for being here.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. My name's Marina. I'm a creative portrait photographer based in Salt Lake City, Utah. Moved here about 4 years ago from Florida. And I mostly focus on women's kind of fashion editorial shoots and creative portraits. And it's been really fun to kind of dive into education over the last couple of years. And I found that so many people are interested in attending in-person events and photo shoots. So my business partner, Ashley, and I started an event called ColourPop. We hosted our first one last summer, and our next one this year is coming up in July and August. We're hosting 2 weekends of it. I'm kind of excited to talk about it. Basically, it is a portfolio building weekend for photographers to attend, to come take photos, to revamp their website, have images for social media, and kind of just broaden their horizons. But basically this summer we'll be hosting the event twice. And over the course of 3 days, we're going to be hosting 10 photo shoots. that are all very different. But the reason it's called ColourPop is because it focuses around color. So everything is going to be very saturated and fun and bright and colorful. So yeah, that's pretty much the basis of what it is.
Amazing. So Marina, what is a styled shoot or a content day?
So it's been really fun to see styled shoots and content days or content weekends. There's a lot of different names for them. Kind of become popular over the past couple of years. Even since I've only lived in Utah for 4 years, there's so many of them here. There's a big creative community here, but I've seen so many of them hosted in California and the Pacific Northwest. It's basically an opportunity for it's usually hosted by another photographer, but it's an opportunity for other photographers to pay a fee to come and join and photograph a concept that the host has totally styled themselves, hire the models, makeup artists, florists, stylists, whoever is involved in the team, and executed this concept. You just as a photographer show up and you get to photograph it for your portfolio. So there's no planning on your end. It's all up to the host that does that. And they've become a lot more popular over the years. As I've said, usually in the wedding industry, there are a lot of weddings and couples photographers that host these events. But I haven't seen too many events like this hosted for portrait photographers. So that's kind of where my business partner, Ashley, and I stepped in and we're like, hey, it would be so cool to host an event like this, where we have so many photo shoots in a short amount of periods, people can get the most bang for their buck, but all be kind of around creative portraits, and kind of editorial style photo shoots. So that is the point of ColourPop, but, yeah, that's basically what it is. It's an opportunity for photographers to come and build their portfolio, make connections, expand into a new line of work that maybe they haven't tried out before, you know, experiment. It's just overall, there's so many pros to them. And, you know, when I first moved to Utah, I didn't know anyone. I had to, you know, start my business from the ground up, and I started attending some smaller scale styled shoots here. And it was such a great way to kind of, you know, revamp my website with images that were taken in Utah because they were all just like of the beaches before. So then I kind of got to experiment and do some bridal photos that I hadn't done before and whatnot. So I found it in my experience to be really helpful, not only in building my portfolio, but in like connecting with other photographers. So that's why I loved attending them. And that's why our attendees love coming too.
That's so awesome. It's such a great opportunity, and it's so much easier than an individual photographer, especially just starting out or further, maybe a little bit further in their business, but you're new to an area and you don't have to do any of the planning. I love that. You just show up and you shoot. And so real quick, before we get into the next question, if you guys are interested in attending ColourPop or just checking out more information, it is linked in the description of this YouTube video, and then also in the caption on the Facebook live stream. So you can click on over into there to pull up the landing page as we kind of talk through the rest of the interview. So can you tell us about a little bit more about your event ColourPop? How many photo shoots did you say you do?
10. So yeah, we're doing 10 this year. So last summer and this summer, we do pretty much like a little bit more than half outdoors and then the other half in studio. So it's like a fun mix to get kind of like a variety of different shots. You know, that's the whole point of this event, is to diversify your portfolio in every way possible. So of course, people love Utah's landscapes for photography. I mean, it's the reason I moved here. I wanted to live somewhere that had a diverse landscape. And so we shoot at the beloved Bonneville Salt Flats. In the past, we've shot at the sand dunes. We're trying out some new locations this year in the mountains as well. And then we're also doing 4 concepts in studio in rotating kind of stations. So definitely a fun variety. We have the main focus of the weekend, like I said, is creative portraits and editorial concepts. We have a couple of bridals couple shoots going on, but there's like a fun creative twist with them. They're not your traditional bridal photos with a white dress. So it's kind of fun to, you know, do a different kind of twist on bridals and couple shots, but still give people the opportunity to do that as well at our event. So, So this year we're doing it a little bit differently. We're doing a kind of like retreat style where everyone's going to stay together in a big Airbnb. So I'm so excited about that. Last summer, we didn't do that just because of COVID and everything. But a lot of the attendees ended up kind of splitting Airbnbs with each other anyways, and mm-hmm. let us know that that was like one of their favorite parts. And that was something that we didn't even facilitate. And we were like, okay, well, this year we definitely have to like make sure that everyone can stay together, because it's just such a great way for people to really bond and like make connections. So I'm really excited for that. We're spreading it out over 3 days this year. And then I also just wanted to say all of our spots this year are filled already, unfortunately, but this is an event that we want to be doing more consistently than once a year, ideally. So you can totally join the mailing list to get all of the updates on when our next events will happen, and when to be prepared for the application and everything. But yeah.
Amazing. And that mailing list, you guys, is on that link. So just click the link. I believe it's even like, Marina, do you want to just say the URL too for those who are yes. watching on mobile?
It should just be marinawilliamseducation.com/colorpop.
Perfect. And yeah, for the bridal stuff, I noticed that for your promo from the previous one, it's like somebody's wearing, the bride is wearing like a patterned dress and it still has mm-hmm. white in it, but I feel like it could even lean towards like, I don't want to say engagement style, but it's very, you mm-hmm. could actually, there's so much versatility with even mm-hmm. the bridal, like styled shoots that you're doing within ColourPop, even if you're not a wedding photographer.
Yeah.
Because yeah, they have that creative twist. And I love your use of color. I saw that you posted on your story today, you're like planning and you have like the color theory and all the wheels up. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's so unique because I feel like for the past 7 years, the style has been, you know, very minimal and lots of neutrals, and that's fine, mm-hmm. but that's all that there's really been with events and styled shoots. So it's so awesome for people like you and me who mm-hmm. love to utilize color in as many ways as possible in our business and just our life, and having a color pop. I mean, it's the perfect name for it. It's truly like one of the most unique portfolio weekends and events just even in the last like 5 years, it's something that really stands out. And so if you are somebody who, even if you're not obsessed with color, where you're like, you have your house also painted hot pink everywhere and like stuff, you can still totally take it and implement it, because it's going to make your portfolio really stand out as well. I mean, your use of color is so, so well done. It's so harmonious. It's gorgeous.
This episode of the Build a Blue podcast is brought to you by a tool that's cut my photography workflow in half without cutting into half my software budget. Like most photographers, I use the blog feature on my website to upload galleries. Narrative is a software that you download onto your computer that cuts down the time it takes to build out blog posts from 1 hour to 10 minutes. Narrative works on almost all website platforms: Squarespace, Wix, Weebly, WordPress, the list goes on. There are so many bonus features to Narrative, including a Lightroom plugin, SEO integration, adding text in the blog post, cropping within the program, which means no more back and forth with Lightroom. Oh, and it also uploads all your images as individual files, so it's not one big collage, meaning that it's Pinterest friendly. I know what you're thinking, this seems like a miracle, but how much does it cost? With Narrative, there are 3 package options starting at just $6 a month. And heads up, right now the program is only available for iOS, meaning Mac users. Go to jessicawhitaker.co/blogtool. You can also check out the description of this podcast episode, the show notes down below. I'll link it as well. That's jessicawhitaker.co/blogtool.
For you as the host of ColourPop, what's your goal as the host for the event?
So I would say my goal is, ideally, when it comes to like the attendees, the photographers that are coming, I want them to like leave the event feeling confident, number one, and supported by other creatives. I feel like you and I talk about this a lot, about like the kind of competitive aspect of like the creative industry. And that's why I love Build and Bloom so much, and like this awesome community. And I just want ColourPop and, you know, any of future events that I host to make people feel like they're supported by other creatives in the industry, because, you know, a lot of photographers don't have that support at home with their family or their friends. Maybe people are doubting their ability to do photography as a career. And so I hope people can attend this and of course leave with an amazing array of like images that they can use for months and months, and, you know, have that kind of portfolio built. But I want people to feel like they have left with like a whole group of amazing friends. And that's what I've seen happen from last year. It's been so cool. Like, so last year we hosted the event twice, the same event, so that more people could come, because we were just like blown away by the like response we got from applications. There were so many, and we are trying to keep it really small so that it's a good experience for everyone coming to photograph and for the models, of course. But so we had 20 photographers both weekends, so 40 total. And it's been almost a year since the event, and it like the attendees have visited each other across the country. They've gone on trips together. They've hosted their own events. And it's so cool to see them kind of like make these strides in their career just from like the network that they've made and the friendships that they've made. Honestly, it feels like photography summer camp, especially now that we're going to like stay together in an Airbnb. I'm like, it's basically summer camp, but for creative. So
it should
be really fun.
That's so awesome. Yeah. The adding in how everybody can lodge together is going to just amplify it so much.
Yeah.
With that being said, what did your attendees most enjoy about ColourPop last year?
So of course, like making the friends and the connections was like their favorite part. We sent out questionnaires to everyone that attended our event and asked a lot of like really specific questions on like, what can we improve next time? What was your favorite part? What was your least favorite part? Like, and so we got a lot of really, really great feedback, and we used that when planning our event this year. So we're doing things like kind of differently. But we've kind of taken into mind how important like the community aspect of it was. And that's why we added in like an editing night where we're all going to edit together, and a portfolio review night, and stuff like that. So that's definitely what they loved the most, was the network of other creatives that they've met. But it's also been cool to see that, like, you know, when you're taking photos, just over these 3 days where we're hosting 10 photo shoot concepts, like people are having content to post on social media and their website for like a full year. Like, yeah. I'm still getting tagged and stuff by attendees from last year that are like, I still haven't shared all these photos. So that was definitely one of their favorite things about what they enjoyed about ColourPop, was like getting so much content from one weekend that you can spread it out over time. They don't have to worry about like running out of anything. They can always, you know, have that in their back pocket to kind of share. So that's been cool as well to see.
That's so awesome. It's so valuable for their business. Just the volume of the shoots, like 10, that's so crazy. Oh, I would love for us to talk a little bit about like the planning process, especially for those watching who are interested in hosting their own styled shoots and workshops. So, okay. What made you land on the number 10 for the photo shoots?
So it's just such a clean number. 10 is so great. Would love to do more, but it's a lot for one weekend, yeah. Especially since, so what was important to us when it came to like choosing photographers to attend, we ended up doing an application process instead of first come, first serve, because it was important to us to have like a diverse group of photographers in like niche and skill level. So we have 20 photographers for each event, and we wanted to make sure that there was, you know, a good amount of like beginner photographers, and then like intermediate level photographers, and then advanced photographers that have been running their business for years. Mm-hmm. And same thing when it comes to niche. Last year we had a lot of portrait photographers. We had some wedding photographers. We had commercial and brand photographers. We had concert photographers. It's been really cool to see like that group come together. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they learn from each other more when everyone comes from kind of different backgrounds and niches and stuff like that. So that was important to us from a planning perspective, to like be able to choose photographers in that way. And then, sorry, I feel like I didn't even answer your question. Your question was like choosing 10 photo shoots.
But that was perfect though, to set it. I mean, you're a genius. That was perfect. But yeah, I'm curious about like the setting up process, but knowing the application process is super valuable too. I mean, mm-hmm. that was like really good.
And I feel like, so we had 20 photographers. We wanted to do 10 photo shoots. And then we spread them out over 3 days. Last year, we did it over 2 days, just Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And our attendees let us know that like, it was great, but they did wish they had like an extra day or that they had a little bit more free time because it was so go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did this year. We're spreading it over 3 days. So just like listening to that feedback of like how we can improve next time is important to us. And so we decided to again, land on 10 concepts, but spread them out a little bit. So we're doing like two the first day, for the second day or something like that, like splitting them up pretty evenly. So yeah, that's how we landed on 10. And, it's cool because, you know, we have a few, like one or two couples, bridals kind of shoots, and the rest are creative portraits, editorial, some of which are just female models, some of which are like solo shots, some of which are male models or like group concepts as well with multiple models. So we have like a whole variety of different types of shoots going on. And we just wanted them to all be like kind of different so that everyone that attends is maybe shooting a concept that is a little bit outside of their comfort zone. Like yeah. A lot of our attendees last year, we had a concept with two male models and they were like, I never shoot guys. Like I only shoot women. Like I don't know how to pose them. And so like, it was cool to kind of like guide them from like a host perspective of like, okay, here's what I would do and kind of give them the opportunity to go outside of their comfort zone. A lot of them were like, oh, that ended up being one of my favorite shoots because it challenged me. So yeah, that's how we landed on the shoots.
How do you come up with the concepts for 10, for 10 photo shoots? And they're all so brilliant. Like,
thank you. Honestly, I feel like so I host it with my business partner, Ashley. She is our art director and stylist. Mm-hmm. Ashley and I have worked together since I first moved to Utah. We used to work full-time for a kids clothing company in the photo department. So she was the art director and I was the photographer. So for back at our old job, we planned shoots all the time. That was our job. And then since we've both left that company, even when we worked there, we were always like, oh, like it would be so cool to do like a monochromatic rainbow concept where we shoot every color of the rainbow and like put it all in one. Like we've always kind of had these like ideas in our back pocket that we've like wanted to do, but never really had the time to do or the resources to do. Yeah. So now ColourPop really gives us the opportunity to just like go all out with every dream that we've ever wanted to do. And I feel like coming up with the 10 concepts is the easiest part.
Nice.
Oh my because goodness. We have like a Pinterest board of like thousands and thousands of like pins of like clothing and paintings and music videos and, you know, photography and all that kind of stuff that we like have to narrow down. And that is the hard part. So I feel like we have so many ideas, but we're just, Ashley is so great at what she does as well. She has 10 plus years of experience in like design and styling. And it's really awesome to work with her because she's so great at color and, you know, planning and styling the wardrobe and the set building and everything as well. So yeah, we kind of just want to have a variety of different types of shoots that involve different types of composition, if that makes sense. So like some of our shoots will involve like big set building. And then some of them will involve, like last year we did a shoot with all professional ballerinas. So the focus was on the ballerinas and we had them wear like long flowing gowns. And the whole point of that was like movement and getting those like action shots and stuff. So we just want the kind of composition of the different images to be very different and allow people to get different types of photos. So yeah, kind of just inspired by all sorts of things. But yeah.
What has been your favorite shoot? What has been your favorite shoot within ColourPop? Just your own personal fave.
That's hard. I don't know if I can choose one. I feel like
all 30 of them.
Last year, my favorite was probably we went to the sand dunes here in Utah and we did two concepts at once and had the groups rotate back and forth as the sun was going down. And one of them was like the bridal one that we were talking about. And then the other one was we got these huge neon acrylic panels made, basically these like really tall arches and like hot pink and lime yellow. And had the models like interact, like shooting through the neon with the desert in the background. Mm. And it just turned out so sick. Like, and the way that the neon panels like glowed as the sun went down, it was crazy. So that one turned out really cool. But everyone that comes to our events is really excited to shoot at like the sand dunes and salt flats and the mountains because, you know, they probably, a lot of them live in places that don't have, you know, locations like that. We're so lucky here in Utah, but I just have a soft spot in my heart for all of the studio shoots. I really love shooting in studio like the most probably. So, those always end up being my favorite and I'm excited for this year's too.
I love that you do the mix of the environment and then in studio. I think that's really, it's smart. And especially if you're attending, like the people who are attending are coming from out of state. I've actually never been, I went to Utah last month for a conference and I was like, oh, I really want to go to the Salt Flats.
You'll have to come back. You'll have to come back and we'll plan something. That would be fun. The only thing that sucks about the Salt Flats is that it's in the middle of nowhere and that drive is like brutal.
Oh, dang. I kind of figured, I was like, it's either like next to Salt Lake City, like 2 minutes from the Target and whatever, or it's like in the middle of nowhere.
It's on the border of Nevada and Utah. Literally it's a rest stop on the side of the road and it's just like, it's an hour and a half west in the middle of nowhere. And so the drive is brutal, but the location is always worth it. It always is.
This episode of the Build and Bloom podcast is brought to you by ContractEista, my favorite resource for lawyer-drafted photography contracts. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts and use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off lawyer-drafted legal documents. ContractEista is your one-stop shop for attorney-drafted legal documents for entrepreneurs. Actually, not only are they attorney-drafted by a business and intellectual property attorney, but they're also peer-reviewed by attorneys with over 30 years of experience in contract drafting for multinational corporations. Anyways, ContractEista actually has bundles specific for photographers that cover portrait photography contracts, wedding photography contracts, plus some legal disclosures that you have to put on your website. Just like you have to have car insurance to drive a car, you have to have attorney-drafted contracts for your clients and websites to run a business. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts and protect yourself from that just in case. And you can use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off. That's jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts.
What would your advice be to somebody who is wanting to host their own event styled shoot? What's like the best way to get started with it?
I would say, like listening to your peers and your audience about like what type of work that they like to like have the opportunity to shoot. So the thing about ColourPop that I love is that we're executing these like high level concepts that are frankly very expensive to produce. And like most of the time, you know, the photographers that are coming to shoot them, like don't necessarily have the funds or the resources to like plan something like that. And so it's kind of our opportunity to, again, like go all out in the styling so that they can have a photo shoot that they are so excited and proud of to photograph for their portfolio. So I think that kind of like listening to your peers, you know, people that would attend your events on what type of photography that they want to add to their portfolio, what type of style they want to photograph, and kind of like running with it to plan something really unique, is really important. That would be like the first step is, I guess, just like gathering research from your peers and then like going from there. We have a lot of really amazing vendors we work with in Utah, florists, hairstylists, makeup artists, all that kind of stuff, and brands that want to work with us on the events and like lending wardrobe and stuff. So I guess building your network is also really important. We have an open vendor call on our website as well for people to submit their information if they're interested in working with us. But kind of just becoming active in your local community with other vendors outside of photographers is super important. Just to like make those friendships and, you know, start collaborating with them so that like when it comes down to like hiring them to work on a styled shoot with you, you can kind of already know who you want to work with because you've kind of been building that friendship and network online, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. What would you say for number of attendees would you recommend for somebody hosting their first one, like 10, or would you recommend 20?
I wouldn't recommend 20 for your first one. I think that any more than 20 for us, for our events, even with like the fact that it's like me and Ashley plus a bunch of assistants we're hiring. Yeah. And like, we have a large team, and still having 20 photographers is a lot, because you don't want to have your photographers feel like they're fighting for the shot, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If there's too many people, especially if it's just like one model, if there's too many people trying to photograph at the same time, they will get in each other's way. They'll bump shoulders by accident. And you just want it to be kind of a seamless experience as possible for everyone involved. And of course, it's a styled shoot, so there are going to be multiple photographers there. Like, you kind of just have to accept that as an attendee. But to kind of, from a host perspective, to kind of narrow that down as much as possible is really helpful. So what we did for ColourPop last year that helped a lot was say, for example, our first shoot of the weekend was two female models, and we had two different, at one location, we had two different setups going on. So it was one shoot, but the models were separate, and we split the group of 20 photographers into 10. Mm-hmm. And then we had them rotate back and forth. And then we also, like, if we have more models, we would also break them off into groups of five. So like, it was like five with one model, five with another, if we had multiple models. And then at the very end, we would bring the models together for group shots. And then everyone would kind of photograph as a larger group. And those would be kind of like farther away, distant shots, if that makes sense. So that no one's, and we'd also make sure to give everyone a few seconds of one-on-one time with the model. So at each concept, all the attendees got the opportunity to get up close and personal with the models, introduce themselves, and direct them for some close-up shots too. So there's like a variety. So kind of managing the logistics of that is really complicated. So just keep that in mind if you're interested in hosting like your first ever styled shoot or event, that like, if you are prepared for those types of situation, you have a plan for how to make it seamless, it'll be great. But if you kind of go into it blindly and are like, okay, go photograph the thing, like, it could be a bad experience for everyone involved. So just try to be over-prepared, I guess, is my advice.
That's really, really good advice. Cause that was going to be my question of how do you do the one-on-one shots of the model looking directly at each person's camera, essentially. So giving them that time, it sounds like it's a lot of organization beforehand. And so knowing that going into it, and maybe if organization, you're like, oh, I think I might need some help, maybe having somebody that you can partner with who is like with you, like with Ashley, where they can help do the art direction and the styling, and then they can be on the shoot with you. And then that work is at least split between two people.
Yes. Yeah. So, hiring assistants, I would always recommend. So when it comes to like the one-on-one close-up shots where the model is looking at your camera, we would have the attendees get in a single file line, and an assistant would run a timer. And so they would get their time to approach the model, get the shots that they want. When the timer went off, it was the next person's turn. And so we made sure to, block those times out on our schedule. So we knew, okay, we're going to do 10 minutes of the group shooting, and then we're going to do 10 minutes of one-on-one time shot. So it was a lot of planning and logistics that went into that, but being over-prepared really helped us. And having a partner or someone, is super helpful. So when we split the groups up, if there were two groups, I was always with one, Ashley was with the other, we'd bounce back and forth. So like, we would also be leading the kind of like overall direction for the models and the shots. And we're also just kind of keeping an eye at making sure that all the photographers are getting the shots that they want, because sometimes there's a shy photographer that's in the back that doesn't want to approach or speak up too loudly. We'll take note of that and make sure that that photographer gets an opportunity to get in the front, even if they didn't say like, hey, I haven't got that yet. So it is kind of just a lot of things to keep in mind when you're hosting. But I guess my advice as a host would be, your job is to facilitate this event to run smoothly and make sure your attendees get the shot. It's not about you getting the shot. So I would leave with not nearly as many photos as my attendees did because I was doing other things. But right. Having a partner or an assistant or something to help you run these events will like help it run more smoothly and allow you to photograph as well.
That's really good advice. And especially I was going to say, how do you as the photographer then also make sure that you're getting a few shots to use in your own like promotions for ColourPop?
Yeah. So honestly, so we hosted 2 weekends last year and we're doing it again this year as well. And it's the same exact concepts and shoots and everything. We're just doing it twice so that we have more people can come and join. There will mm-hmm. be some things that are changed depending on like model availability and wardrobe and stuff like that. But after last year's first weekend, I was just like so exhausted from hosting the event. And we had only 1 week, only 5 days in between the events. It was back-to-back weekends. Oh, wow. This year, we're giving ourselves 2 weeks because we're so exhausted. But during that 1 week, I definitely had a lot of FOMO because all of our attendees were immediately editing their photos and sharing them on social media. They were so excited. And I was like, girl, I don't even have time to breathe yet. Like I haven't edited my photos. Like, so I definitely had FOMO from the first weekend and was like, dang, I didn't get as many photos as I thought I would because I was so busy. So then the second weekend I made sure to, you know, maybe the first weekend shoot number one, I didn't get that many photos. I made sure to really take photos at that same shoot the following weekend. So it's helpful that we get to do it twice because it allowed me to take more photos. But yeah, I just, it's not that important to me to like get the most amazing photos because I'm like the host, I'm not an attendee. Yeah. So it's more of just a bonus. But I would make sure to like get a few from each shoot that I'd be proud of. But yeah,
that's really good advice. So it's not like if you're planning a styled shoot to host, it's not with the intention for you as the host to be able to use this as like a proper styled shoot for your own portfolio. Mm-hmm. Rather, your job is to, like you said, facilitate the session so that the other photographers who are attending and paying to attend are able to utilize the images. So the priority, mm-hmm. it kind of, you have to shift the priority rather like when you set up your own style shoot, it's just you, your job is just to get those images. But in mm-hmm. this case, it's really important to keep in mind and go in with the mindset that you're there to host. And then that way it will prevent you from being like, wait, I didn't get any photos. Like that was what I was really hoping to get out of it. Mm-hmm. You have to shift your mindset in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's a total different like role and job basically. So it's hard not to be like, as a photographer, you know, we love taking photos. That's what we love. And so it is kind of hard to get out of that mindset. And like, if you have FOMO or like, oh, I wish I shot more, I wish I got this shot differently. Or like, if I had more time, I could have done this, but mm-hmm. like, that's not your priority. Your job is to host an event. That's like a totally different role. And anything that you're able to get is really a bonus. If you kind of accept that mindset, like you'll feel a lot happier and it will be like a much better experience for you too.
Marina, thank you so much for coming on here and sharing with us all about ColourPop, both as an attendee and from the perspective of an attendee to if somebody is wanting to plan their own styled shoot.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so fun chatting with you as always. We're maybe possibly working on some education on planning events like this. So keep an eye out. We shall see. Depends on life and our events, but yeah. So great to talk to you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to hopefully see members of Built and Bloom at ColourPop one day.
What an amazing conversation. So again, that was a Facebook group replay, but I'm down to do a longer podcast episode with Marina. So if you would be interested and if you have anything you'd like her to speak on, especially after checking out her social media, send me a DM on Instagram and I can chat with her about it. Be sure to check out Marina Williams on her socials as well as her education platform, Made to Make. Everything will be linked in the show notes below as well as getting on the wait list if you're interested in attending ColourPop. I believe in you and I believe in your business. Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast. If you love the show, leave us a review on iTunes to keep it running. This also helps other photographers to find this free resource. Looking for more? Join over 60,000 photographers in the Build and Bloom Facebook group. Just search for Build and Bloom in Facebook groups to join in the encouraging and empowering community. You can also find Jessica's tutorials and tools on YouTube and Instagram at Jessica Whittaker, and show notes and further resources on her website, jessicawhittaker.co. Thanks for spending time here. Catch you in the next episode.